We turn our attention now to Oakland, where three incumbents are leaving their city council seats, including District 1's council member Jane Bruner. District 1 is basically North Oakland, separated by the 24 freeway that divides the more upscale neighborhoods of Temescal and Rockridge from the historically lower-income neighborhoods to the west. Both Oaklands come together at the corner of Alcatraz and San Pablo Avenue, just shy of the Berkeley border. On one side of the street, Actual Cafe is buzzing with customers stirring organic milk into their fair trade coffee. A hip new burger place is in the works next door. But you don't need to look far to see the other North Oakland. Across the street, outside the St. Columbus Catholic Church, white crosses stand among rose bushes, memorializing Oakland's 106 homicide victims this year. Rising crime, it's up 20% this year, is the big issue for District 1 City Council candidates who are vying for Jane Bruner's seat. She served the district for 16 years, but is giving up the spot to run for city attorney. She's leaving behind the problem of Oakland's understaffed police force. The consensus is that the city needs more police officers. Right now, it has about 630. But with Oakland's officers among the best compensated in the nation and all other city services slashed pretty much to the bone, it's not clear how the city can afford the cops it needs. The candidates for District 1 have some ideas, though. Reporter Charlie Mintz has these profiles of the seven candidates who are running.
First up, we have Amy Lemley, founder of First Place for Youth. It's a nonprofit devoted to helping foster kids become independent.
We are a city that needs much more revenue to do all the things we want to do, including to provide our residents a baseline level of public safety, which we totally are not doing right now. I think the challenge is people think about these master developments like Coliseum City, but there are projects today that are dying on the vine. A grocery store at 30th and Broadway. Let's get that going. Let's get it built. Let's get that money. Secondly, I truly believe that this emphasis on economic development and beginning to see projects through is something that can begin to bear fruit shortly. When I met a young person, these are the throes of chemical dependency, homeless, prostituting. Like, they got here because of a lifetime of neglect. We have to have patience, and we have to be willing to work with this young person and have a little faith in them. And I think the analogy stands for Oakland. You know, the solution is not right around the corner. But we have to believe there's something good about Oakland, something we can draw on to solve this problem.
That's Amy Lemley. The master developments she mentioned are huge projects that relied on millions of dollars of redevelopment money, which was a property tax the city siphoned away from the county. When Governor Brown ended redevelopment, Oakland had to reckon with a $26 million hole in its budget. The city ended up laying off dozens of workers. That's a situation District 1 council candidate Richard Raya says he has the experience to avoid.
You probably know I was the budget director for the Alameda County Public Health Department. We had revenues dropping from the state and the federal government, and I was in charge of a $120 million budget with 600 staff. And we knew that we were going to be facing some major shortfalls in the upcoming years. So we started to set aside money wherever we could to basically freeze vacancies, not fill positions that were vacant. And we ended up setting aside $6 million 3 years in a row. And we turned around and used that money to prevent layoffs. We also used that money to maintain services. We need to build on the fact that we've got $11 million in new revenue this year. But we need to build on what's working. And something is definitely working in Oakland. New York Times said we're the fifth best place to visit, right?
Richard Rye is right. The Times slotted Oakland right between London and Tokyo on the visitability scale. But when it comes to crime, those two cities have rates of gun violence fractions of Oakland's. One of Oakland's responses to its persistent crime has been the formation of neighborhood crime prevention councils, which are kind of like sophisticated neighborhood watch groups. They're an important component of community policing, and they started here in North Oakland.
My name's Don Link. I'm candidate for District 1, North Oakland. I've been very active in District 1, starting really in the neighborhood level, the neighborhood we're sitting in right now, neighborhood watch, and that led to working on community policing and creating Oakland's first Neighborhood Crime Prevention Council in 1994. That, in turn, led to my appointment to the Community Policing Advisory Board when it was formed in 1997. 2 years later, Jerry Brown made me chair of that, and I was chair for 9 years. I've learned to navigate Oakland government pretty effectively, feel very comfortable with it, worked with all the council members on one thing or another, so that the idea of being on the city council wasn't like visiting a foreign planet. It was really like completing what I've been doing anyway.
Don Link has some of the most experience in local government of all the council candidates. Craig Brandt, on the other hand, has some of the least. The lawyer says he isn't much of a politician, but he has a couple specific proposals for hiring more cops and bringing more business to Oakland.
Basically, I have two girls that are 11 and 13, and I got worried about their future. And I thought, okay, I can worry about it and do nothing, or I can worry about it and try and get engaged. So I decided, well, okay, here we go. And in some respects, I'm probably the worst politician of the bunch. But I will say what I believe, and I try to come up with very specific programs. I have two things I'm pushing right now. Crime is a big deal. So the thing I'm pushing is an $80 parcel tax for 4 years as an emergency situation that we're facing to hire more police officers. That money be dedicated just for that purpose. The other thing I want to do is I want to give a small tax cut to new businesses that come to Oakland. Take the first $100,000 of gross receipts for any new business and say, okay, no tax on that for the first year. Just come to Oakland, try us for 1 year, and if it works, great.
Many Oakland citizens agree with Craig Brandt that more police officers are needed. But many also say the city should find other forms of crime prevention. Measure Y is a good example of this. When the city passed the parcel tax in 2004, it devoted half the $20 million in annual revenue to hiring more police officers and roughly a quarter to nonprofit violence prevention programs. One method these groups employ is called restorative justice, which focuses on non-punitive solutions to crime. It's gained a strong foothold in Oakland, but District 1 council candidate Don McClay says not strong enough.
My top priority is pretty much shared with every green candidate in Oakland right now, and that's facing the crisis that's facing Oakland youth. We should stop putting people into the criminal justice system, and we should have a triage down at the Oakland Police Department before we refer somebody to the county. Every last case should be reviewed and see if there is some restorative way that we could deal with this case, defer prosecution, and actually get the person in the community making restitution in a positive manner. For every one of those that we succeed at, we have prevented a large amount of crime. I really believe that a lot of civilians need to be hired. We are never going to get officers through the police academy fast enough. So we want to have problem-solving officers. They could be civilians. You know, people who go door to door and investigate after a murder could be a civilian. We should have civilians in there doing this triage I'm talking about as to whether or not we're actually going to prosecute somebody. Right now, it's nobody's job.
That's city council candidate Don McClay. Oakland's crime problem is serious, but so is the city's potential for economic growth. It's becoming a hub for the clean tech industry, hosting companies like Sungevity, a solar panel manufacturer. Dan Kolb says that's just the beginning.
I spent the last 9 years working as the policy director for the Union of Concerned Scientists here in California. And I've had really over a decade of experience working on clean tech issues. For example, electricity policy. It's one of the most complicated, intricate areas of public policy in the entire state. Clean energy, electricity. I've worked on that issue for over a decade. I've worked with the folks at the PUC, legislators, experts, engineers, academics. You know, I understand the issues, and they know I understand those issues. So if I go out there and say, listen, I want to bring more solar company, they're going to say, oh, well, Dan knows what he's talking about. Okay, let's listen to what I have to say. Oakland is a logical place to have more clean tech businesses, whether it's light manufacturing or office space or whatever. I want to do things that are good for the environment and things that will stimulate economic activity, provide public health benefits, and create jobs, and really be a nationally recognized clean tech hub.
Even if Oakland becomes a clean tech hub, like Dan Kolb hopes, it will still have to deal with the problem of its massive debt. Mayor Kwan touted the city's balanced budget this year, but soon, balancing that budget will be much harder. The city owes almost $2 billion in pension and health care contributions alone, and it's got another $2.5 billion or so in deferred repair of streets and sewers. Of all the candidates running for District 1, Len Raphael is the most outspoken about this issue.
Look, the only reason I got into this fiscal stuff with city is that every time I tried to figure out why we didn't have enough money for enough police and why we didn't have effective anti-violence programs, I was told there wasn't enough money for it. There's no way you can outgrow the cost of adding more police when they're $200,000 a year. I would say you don't pay them $200,000 a year. All new city employees have to be paid substantially less than what they're getting now. We can't gut city services to the point where we cut into the marrow of the very services that the city has to provide. And we'll have to do that in order to pay these retirement benefits. We owe all the city employees, including police, including fire, we owe them an apology, but we don't owe them the city. Imagine Oakland with low crime and great schools. We actually can have that. It will take some painful political decisions, but it's absolutely achievable.
That's Len Raphael, who is running for the District 1 council seat in Oakland. Four of those seats are up for grabs this year. That means nearly half the city council is being replaced. All those candidates are promising to help Oakland turn a corner. The direction it turns, that's going to depend on who gets elected to represent District 1. In Oakland, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.